Good morning. How are you?
Very fine, thank you. Now, moving on, how many children does the Back to Learning campaign aim to reach in South Sudan?
Thank you so much for inviting me, first of all. Back to Learning campaign 2018, we target to enroll more than 500,000 children and adolescents in schools and other education facilities.
Yes, and how is UNICEF mobilizing these children, and what are the children given to encourage them to go back to school?
One of the effort is through Back to Learning Initiative. And as you know, this is the flagship of the ministry which UNICEF is supporting. And this year's theme is inclusive and equitable access to quality education for peace and sustainable development. And this is really an important initiative that UNICEF is supporting the ministry and also together with all the development partners.
And now one may ask why the Let Us campaign is in Kapoita.
It's launched in Kapoita.
This is key. You know, everyone was asking why Kapoita, and last year we did it in Juba. As you know, the former Eastern Equatorial State tops the list of the states with the highest number of children out of school. And majority of whom are children from Taposa community. And we really go to the heart of this out-of-school children. And the objective was to encourage children who have dropped out of school to go back to learning. And as well as to encourage youth and other illiterate people in the country. This is like a symbolic kind of thing, to enroll in literacy class so that they can read and write and obtain other learning skills that they may have by enrolling in the schools or learning centers.
Yes, and just before we continue, you did mention Eastern Equatorial, especially the Kapoita, I mean the Taposa communities. Most of the children are out of school. Do we have a specific reason as to why these children are out of school?
You know, it goes back, I mean, of course, it goes back to when you, it is a very broad topic. And but first of all, I think to start with is, you know, given that this community is pastoralist community to start with. So, and there's a lot of work that should go around that, how we sort of, you know, customize our strategy to ensure that, you know, our strategy address this pastoralist community. So that's why we start from the heart of this out of school children and we move on. And this is just a symbolic where we will go. Of course, this is a, we say that this is a, the national launch, and we will go to all the 10 former states, to do at states level launching of Back to Learning campaign.
Yes, and what are the top priorities for UNICEF as male children are mobilized to head to school?
In a simple word, I should say, to keep children in schools, in classrooms, and ensure that the children learn in a conducive learning environment. It's very important that the children feel safe at school. They know that they are in a protective learning environment. UNICEF supports children in terms of various ways, but one of the support that we focus on the teaching and learning materials, simple like, you know, giving school kids like pencil, pens, erasers, exercise books, school bags, you know, textbook, to ensure that the at least a minimal learning is going on in the classrooms. Back to Learning also focus on increasing girls' participation in education, and especially to get the female teachers on board. It's very important that we get girls, because, you know, girls dropped out. We see that, you know, as they go on to grade four or five, then they slowly they drop out. And then we lose this, and when we lose girls, you know, in this enrollment in education, and we actually we miss the bulk of the children that we should be reaching and making an impact. So UNICEF, working with the ministry, we emphasize that teachers are also trained yeah, trained in the right sets of skills, and they have appropriate competencies in teaching and learning techniques, classroom management, how to deal with quite a diverse kind of children in the classrooms, and they also need to understand the codes and conducts. Yeah, this is just a simple way. Of course, we have other, like, you know, teachers need to understand how to, you know, they are given, let's say, you know, psychosocial support. What do we mean by that?
Right.
We mean by, you know, you have children in the classrooms who had gone through a lot of traumatized incidents and events and whatnot. And it's very crucial that these teachers understand who are these children. What are these children, you know, dealing with? So, in when they understood this, so, you know, they could really get into the sort of the to able to make learning more impactful for the children. And another area of focus is to engage the Parent Teacher Association, and this is key. Yeah, I really believe that this is key to improve on school governance. So when you get these parents, teachers, they are you know, and committees, they are involved. This could be the key to support the functional of schools, yeah, to ensure that yes, there are schools, not just schools or classrooms there, but, you know, actually the classrooms are functioning. You know, you have teachers who are teaching effectively, and you have children are in the classroom and learning.
All yeah. Right. Yes, talking briefly about the teachers, that has become a talking point in South Sudan, where teachers are not really well paid, and sometimes their pay takes so long to come. Many teachers have been seen leaving the teaching profession, going to other professions or joining other NGOs. As you campaign on Back to Learning campaign, as you launch this particular Back to Learning campaign, is there anything that is done to encourage the teachers as well, so they can still remain in these schools and remain in the teaching profession?
So these are the key that UNICEF have been supporting since 2014. We've been supporting this, what we call it, teachers incentives. Yeah, there's a minimal incentives that we agreed upon in the cluster, at cluster level, and agreed with all the development partners that yes, we should pay minimal amount to support teachers, so that we ensure that teachers do attend schools and teach. Yeah, and this last year, we are very fortunate that EU announced that they are supporting teachers incentives. So we work with EU and other development partners, and ensuring that, you know, with this amount of money that EU provide to teachers, about 30,000 teachers receive $40 a month. Yeah, so that keeps, you know, the motivations, the attendance, the enrollment, and it, because this has a rippling effect that you know, students also get teachers get motivated, and then that translated to, you know, they teach in a good manner, and then students benefit from the teaching and learning process in the classrooms.
Right. And now continuing, let's look at the funding. How much money is being injected in this initiative?
In order to reach more, I should not say all, we hope we can reach all vulnerable and out-of-school children out there. And as you know, South Sudan topped the world. You know, we have some 70% of out-of-school children located in South Sudan. So going back to your question on funding, you know, some amount of 50 million, will be needed in 2018. But for now, so far, about 50% are funded and injected in this, you know, to boost this Back to Learning initiative, to support the Ministry of Education to get children, as many children as possible within these limited resources, you know, back to learning, and engage them in some kind of learning, and so that they become, you know, they don't, I mean, miss out the learning opportunities that South Sudan should be having.
Yes, and there are some parents who might be a little skeptical about sending their children to school because of security fears. What message do you have for them, or what message do you leave with them?
You know, I'm a woman. I'm also a mother and also a grandmother of two.
Oh,
yeah?
That's great.
I can tell you, education is very powerful. It's a powerful tool. Yeah? We want to create schools in South Sudan, you know, schools that symbolize or have, I mean, not just symbol, but it's actually zones of peace. Yeah, environment where children feel safe in conducive and protective learning environment. Yeah, this needs not just the rhetoric, but it needs to have a collective effort from parents, you know, to send the children to school. Teachers are responsible to teach them and community to ensure the children are learning safely. Yeah, mm-hmm. Education is a life-saving. A child whose mother can read is 50% more likely to live past the age of 5. And I was fortunate to meet with the National Minister of Environment when I was in Kapoita. Mm-hmm. She was with me, yeah, Honorable Josephine, when we launched this National Back to Learning together. So she is from Taposa community, mm-hmm. yeah, in mm-hmm. Kapoita, mm-hmm. in the heart of where we say that, you know, the most of out-of-school children are there. And I look her at as a role model. Mm-hmm. And not just a female model, but is a role model, really. If she, a girl back then, mm-hmm. you know, with all the, you know, vulnerability mm-hmm. and so on, name it, in the back those years, can rise to the top, I don't see how anyone could not, you know, do that. Let your child not miss the opportunity. Enroll your child today. Education today is for a better tomorrow. That is my message.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Noor, for coming to Mirai Breakfast Show. We
Thank
do
you.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.